Concerns about the Haynes Sheldon Museum have been growing since the Board of Trustees decided to eliminate the museum director's position, citing a lack of adequate funding. This year, the Borough Assembly cut its budget by $60,000 compared to last year. A local historian concerned about the museum's future hosted a community discussion over Zoom last week. During the meeting, Haynes resident Anne-Marie Palmieri said she worried about the current state of the museum and what was in store for the future.
I mean, if they don't have a director, if they, you know, only have a couple part-time employees, right now they're not open because of COVID, understandably. But, you know, I just have a lot of questions and I'm concerned about the future of the museum and kind of what that vision is.
There has been confusion about the governance structure of the museum for years, particularly when it comes to the staff. Helen Alton was the museum director before the board eliminated her position. In a phone call to KHNS, she questioned whether the board had the authority to do that because she was employed by the borough.
We're this weird fish of what's called quasi-governmental, you know, nonprofit and government combined.
According to borough code, the museum building is owned and staffed by the borough, but the organization is operated and administered by a board of trustees. Even though museum staff are borough employees, code says that the Board of Trustees has authority over all the museum's physical, fiscal, and human resources. Museum staff are represented by the Public Employees Union that negotiates the borough's collective bargaining agreement. Alton filed a grievance against the board through the union after her position was eliminated. At a meeting with the borough's Government Affairs and Services Committee, Museum Board Treasurer John Carlson said that is one part of the museum's governance that needs to change.
After the elimination of Helen's position, it's become very apparent that we need to be out of the union because now we have a grievance against us and we're just volunteers. We don't really know how to handle that. We're going to be faced with hiring a lawyer now.
Last month, the museum's board of trustees decided to hire the Foraker Group, a nonprofit consultant, to help come up with a plan to restructure its relationship with the borough. Museum board director Lori Dujek presented the plan to the borough's Government Affairs and Services Committee on Tuesday.
We propose a completely independent 501c3 with a board that is self-perpetuating and no longer appointed by the assembly.
The nonprofit would be in charge of the museum and its employees, but the board still wants the borough to own and maintain the building. They propose drafting a memorandum of understanding for a partnership between the nonprofit and the borough. Dushik says that MOU would include financial assistance from the borough to the nonprofit for preserving the collection.
It is the community's collection, and the borough has a responsibility to the community to be sure that the collection is maintained.
The staffing structure would also change under the new plan. The board has proposed dividing up management of the museum between three main positions: a curator, an education manager, and a business manager. The Government Affairs and Services Committee voted to have the borough's legal counsel review the proposal and invited the Board of Trustees to present the plan to the full borough assembly. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.